This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so you can get the very best results from your dog training. This show is brought to you by FamilyDogFusion.com. For professional advice, dog training tips, ebooks, and a video to teach your dog how to walk on a leash, go to FamilyDogFusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Merry Christmas. This is the first time a show has landed on Christmas Day. Obviously, there are many holidays in the last couple of months of the year. Being that it is the end of the year, many people get all mushy and reflective. I'm guessing it is the high traffic time for roads and airways as people want to see family and friends. It's also a time to eat. I can't think of any other time of the year when food is not so prevalent as part of the day and the month.
We would love for you to join our community of dog lovers. Log on to Facebook and search for our business page, Family Dog Fusion. There you will get updates as to what's going on with our dog-loving family and friends from all over the world. See events, our travels, or just information that you may need about the podcast, our book, or the new products we'll be releasing. That's Family Dog Fusion on Facebook. See you there.
This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so that you can enjoy them with your friends and family. I am Benny Copeland, behaviorist to the dogs, trainer of people, and just like you, the listener, a dog lover. Happy holidays to everyone that listens everywhere around the world. I know that we do not all have the same beliefs and the same holidays or even the same cultures. And I want you all to know how much I appreciate you. Right now, we are being listened to in almost 120 countries. This includes every state in the U.S., almost every country in South America, Europe, Australia, and North America. And we are being listened to in all the main countries of Asia, Africa, and Antarctica as well. Okay, I'm kidding about Antarctica. No one's listening there. But this means that we have a very diverse set of people listening to my show. I really hope you're listening because you want to fuse your dog with your family, not just because you love my southern accent. But if that's why you're listening, hey, thanks. I really have no clue what I'm going to talk about today, so let's get to it right after this.
Do you love what you hear in all of these podcasts? Does what Benny say just make sense to you? Well, if you want a more in-depth understanding of what it means when we say demystify your dog's behavior, then you need to go to Amazon.com and get Benny's book, Family Dog Fusion. Yes, we named the book after the website because we wanted things to be simple to remember. And most of all, we really want to fuse your dog into your family. In these few pages, Benny has decoded dog behavior. He's found a way to make what he has learned over the past 20 years of his life make sense when it comes to communicating with your dog. Also, the great thing about this book is you can mark up the pages, highlight the important stuff, bend the heck out of the spine even if you want to. It's yours. So we suggest to do all those things and then give it away and buy a new book when that happens. Family Dog Fusion on Amazon.com. Get your copy today.
I have traveled to 3 different continents. The more I travel, the more I realize 2 things. One, that this world is not near as big as we think. It's why I do what I do to take care of it as much as possible. I pick up after my dog. I have my dog spayed and neutered. I recycle. I even grow some of my own food. I know now that the world has almost 8 billion people, and if the trends don't change, we could have over 5 times that many people in less than 100 years. Everywhere I have traveled, there is a conscious awareness of our world. People that minimalize much more than I do. People that respect others and respect where they live. People that love to share in their worldview. I have had more great experiences traveling than I've ever had bad experiences. The other thing that I learned is that most people love to be social. In every country, every city, and every town I've ever been in, we have laughed with the locals, shared our experiences, and welcomed the diversity. I don't care what your skin color is, what your religious beliefs are, or the cultural differences there were. We all want to be right where we are. One example I would love to share with you. I used to run with this group of people called Hashers. Our motto is that we were a drinking club with a running problem. There are Hashers all over the world. On this trip, we were in Lima, Peru. We met a group of people from all over the world that now lived in Lima. Some were teachers, most of them were locals, but there were businessmen and businesswomen from all over. We spent the whole day running all around the town, and I literally mean running. We ate their food, and we got to know a little bit of their culture. At one point, we ran upon a man with an ice cream cart. I think we wiped him out of all of his ice cream. We were all laughing, and this guy was having a great time. And of course, it was probably his banner day as well. What does all this mean? I mean, you downloaded this show so that you could get some dog training advice, right? The fact that you are listening from all over the world means that we have something in common, the love for our dogs and the need to learn to communicate better. You want, just like me and everyone else, to make your dog a great part of the family. I am not naive enough to think that I am changing the world with my message of praise. I do know that most of you listening are already responsible pet owners. I get it, that when I'm on my high horse and complaining about how some people treat their dogs, that those people are not listening. So, I can't tell you enough that with all of our diverse beliefs and all of our diverse thinking, how much I enjoy doing these shows for you. I do have enough downloads now that I could probably bring in a sponsor and have more commercials just so I could make an extra dollar. And recently I decided I'm not going to do that. Now, I'm not going to promise you that it'll never happen, but for now, I really like having my book as the only option and keeping the commercials that we've made, you know, with the only sponsor. I know there are some future products that I may want to talk about and may even have future affiliations, but for now, I'm happy just to spread my message to you. As this year closes and next year begins, and as I wrote that statement, I realized that New Year's Day is going to be when the next show comes out. So I now have a show on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. So as this year closes and the next year begins, I do tend to get reflective. Next year, I will do a show that recaps 2019, just like we did last year. And I'm really looking forward to researching everything that I talked about this year. What does it mean to make your dog a great part of the family? For me, it means that my dogs are an integral and interactive part of my family. This means that they enhance my life, not that they are a burden. As you know, I look at getting a dog as a responsibility, not a liability. Getting a dog because you think it is cute or just because some other family member, your kids, are pressuring you to do so is not really a great reason. But even if that is the reason, realize that with a great dog comes great responsibility. In the last show, I talked about the blood, sweat, and tears that goes along with training your dog. Guess what? Blood, sweat, and tears is just a part of life. It's something we all go through in our growth process and learning how to survive this world. I don't care where you live. You may think that others have it easier, but I will tell you, like I tell everyone that I ever spend time with, we all have our stuff. My stuff may be different than yours, but I still have mine, and you still have yours. I've known people that have never had to worry about money and can never find a great relationship. I've seen people that have an awesome relationship, and they constantly struggle with their health, etc., etc., etc. We all have our stuff. Your desire to make your dog a great part of the family is why you found this podcast. I hope in the 219 shows that I have recorded up until now, you're able to find what you need. If not, let me know. My email is familydogfusion@gmail.com, and it is open and never too full to get your feedback. With Google Translate out there, you can be from just about any country in the world, and I can translate your message. Oh, wait, there is a third thing that I've learned from all my travels. Beer is a universal language. I have had beer from all over the world. Now, I wish I knew how many countries, but I don't. I have found that there is great beer and there is crappy beer everywhere. As I can tell you, I love beer and consider myself a connoisseur of beer as well as a connoisseur of a well-trained dog. I have been in pubs in Italy and in Peru, and I have had conversations with many people that had their dogs with them at the pub. Beer is a common denominator for me and many of my social interactions all over the world. Cheers to you all. I love you and thank you for listening. In summary, today we talked about the diversity of listeners we have from all over the world. You discovered there is a common ground when it comes to making your dog a great part of the family. You also learned the three things I have learned from my travels, which includes beer, the universal language.
If you would like to contact us, we have a link on our website, familydogfusion.com. We would love to hear your opinion, and we value your feedback. So again, familydogfusion.com. Or if you just want to send us a direct message, you can do that via email. It goes to familydogfusion@gmail.com. Your comments are important to us and help us with future shows. Thank you for listening to our show. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends and family. Also, go ahead and give us a 5-star review because it helps others find our show. And frankly, we just love to read them. This show is produced by Eric Janer, and show notes are created by Carissa Dolan. Thank you to all of the Family Dog Fusion team and our affiliate sponsor, Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. For your free pet insurance quote, go to familydogfusion.com/insurance. And go to familydogfusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Be impeccable with your dog.